Women lawmakers and advocates gathered at the state capitol today in favor of new legislation, Senate Bill 873. It would ban the so-called pink tax. That's when two nearly identical products are priced differently based on the gender they're marketed to. Products marketed to women tend to cost more than those marketed to men. Democratic Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Southern California is a sponsor of the bill. She displayed nearly identical products for which the pink version was more expensive.
If you have grandchildren or children and you take them to the store and you want to buy them some products, you know, we try to bribe them, let's be honest. That pink teddy bear is exactly the same as that blue teddy bear. But this one costs $2.50 more. There is no basis for it other than that's the pink one, and it's likely that the little girl is going to want that pink one.
The so-called pink tax can be seen in the disproportionate prices of several retail products, like razors, clothing, tools like drills, as well as children's toys. The Gender Tax Repeal Act of 1995 already prohibits gender-based discrimination for services in California. Jackson's bill, SB 873, would extend the ban to goods.
It's a dollar here, a dollar there, $2.50 here. That adds up to real money. And unless there is a justifiable reason, women should not pay more for virtually the same products. And gender is not a justifiable reason. That's why I've introduced SB 873 to ban the practice of charging different prices for goods solely on the basis of gender.
Gender discrimination in pricing also affects women entrepreneurs, since they may pay higher prices for goods, which could aggravate their financial situation. Sarita Khan, CEO of the Women's Foundation of California, stresses how the pink tax, along with a gender gap, both contribute to the economic inequality between genders.
The painful truth is that Latina women in California earn about 41 cents for every dollar that a man is paid. A black woman might be taking home 60 cents, and a white or Asian woman would top out at 80 cents. So at the end of the year, that means that on average, a man is making $7,000 more than his woman counterpart, and transgender women are four times more likely to experience poverty. So when we charge women and girls more for the very same products, we are only further exacerbating the deep economic inequalities that exist across gender and race lines.
During an informal Senate hearing on the bill today, California Congresswoman Jackie Speier said she's introduced similar legislation in the House, noting California often leads the way for national standards. SB 873 is pending in the state Senate Judiciary Committee.